The transition from a manageable suite to a maintenance nightmare usually happens right around the time the first God object is born. Here is your text, preserved word for word, but structured to highlight the architectural shifts necessary for long-term survival. The growth trap. Why Selenium frameworks fail. Most Selenium frameworks start simple. A few test cases, a few page classes, and everything feels manageable. But as the product grows, the test suite grows with it, and that's when problems begin. This article explains why Selenium frameworks become hard to maintain, and more importantly, what mature teams do differently. The problem: overloaded architecture. The issue is rarely Selenium itself. The real problem is how frameworks are designed. Many teams rely heavily on the page object model, which works well in the beginning. But over time, page classes become overloaded with locators, actions, validations, and business logic. These God objects make the framework difficult to understand, maintain, and scale. The shift from pages to workflows. Another key challenge is how tests are written. When tests focus on page-level steps instead of user intent, they become harder to read and reuse. Mature teams solve this by shifting their approach from pages to workflows. Instead of thinking in terms of UI interactions, they think in terms of business actions. This is where patterns like screenplay and hybrid architectures come into play. They separate concerns, page interactions, business logic, validation, data. This separation makes frameworks more scalable and maintainable. The reality of AI and architecture. The article also highlights that even in the era of AI in software testing, good framework design is still critical. AI can generate and analyze tests, but it cannot fix poor architecture. Ultimately, the difference between struggling frameworks and scalable ones comes down to how teams think. Mature teams design for change. Reduce duplication. Focus on clarity. Because in automation testing, success is not about how many scripts you write. It's about how well your framework survives growth. Since the text mentions God objects as a primary pain point, have you considered breaking your current page classes down into smaller component objects to handle shared UI elements like headers or navigation bars?